As opposed to the Makor in Parshat Ve'era, whose stated goal is V'yadu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem, the Parshat Bo begins with an additional stated goal. Perek Yud Pasuk Bet, Uleman Tisaper V'yaznei Vincha Uven Bincha, Et Asher Talati B'Mitzrayim V'et Ototai Asher Samti Bam V'idatem Ki Ani Hashem. So that you, Moshe, you the Jewish people, will tell the ears of your children, into the ears of your children and your grandchildren, what I did in Mitzrayim, and the signs that I placed there, and you'll know that I'm Hashem. It's not just the Mitzrayim knowing, it's the Jewish people knowing, and not just this generation, but future generations. Be'aznei vincha uven bincha. And of course, this is where God identifies the central importance of Yetziat Mitzrayim as a basis for our belief in God, as a basis for our understanding of ourselves, our identity, our mission. There is one other place in the Torah where a person is commanded to pass something on to his grandchildren. That, of course, is Mamad Har Sinai, the basis of our belief in the Torah, in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. But here, it's our beginnings as a people. And this has always been a basic part of Judaism, where parents and grandparents who represent past generations pass on to their children and grandchildren a narrative about who they are. If you look online, The Secrets of Happy Families, Beru Feiler writes, the more children know about their family story, the stronger their desire of control over their lives, the higher their self-esteem, the more successfully they believe their family functions. It's critical that a family, that a people, have an identity that's more than just about a partnership of surviving in this world. It's about what we mean in this world as part of a continuation of the past and something we're passing on to the future. And that begins in this week's Parsha, where that Judaism's narrative is identified and the commandment to pass it on is given. Uleman tisaper v'yaznei vincha uven vincha v'idatem ki ani Hashem.